Hi, beautiful people. It's intense energy out there these days. It's very weird to witness and to tune into that energy because it's so massive. And sad, of course, and so much fear outside, everywhere, in stores and in homes and yeah. So I had to start this talk to say I'm not afraid. I had to check in with myself to see if it's okay to say that, but that's my truth. And as you know, if you are reading my pages or know me as a therapist, and I have to be authentic, always. That's who I am. So my truth is that I'm not afraid of this, what is going on, or what maybe scares me is all this fear. Because, and I know maybe, I'm not saying this to be cynical in any way. On the contrary, I will say I have a big heart and a lot of empathy. But I think it's what we know about life is that we are, none of us is going to survive it, as we know. So it's deadly to live, basically. And my thoughts about this is that every day, not just this past month, but as long as I have been living, people have been dying every day massively of hunger, in wars, in terrors, in cancers, in strokes, in the common flu, if I can call it that, and heart diseases, and only in China every year 1.2 I think million people have been dying from air pollution. It's insane. 1.2 million people every year. It's like I can't even imagine. And there have been every year, and in all history, there has been different kinds of diseases and tragic things happen. I also had this week in a lovely friend of mine who lost her daughter, 13 years old, to brain cancer. And that has nothing to do with viruses or anything. So I think we, in all this madness and fear, we are forgetting that there's so much sickness. It's not just this virus everybody's talking about these days. You can die from living. You can die from walking over the streets, by driving a car. Most accidents are happening at home. So it's really dangerous to live. So fear is kind of nothing new. And I think it's, for me, it has been very useful to really dive into that fear and see how fear can take lives. And not just as so you die, but kind of killing your soul, kind of a feeling, or put it into prison. Because there's one thing I know for sure. Fear has not been strengthening anyone's immune system. And if we're talking about viruses or bacteria or whatever sickness is around, what we need is a strong immune system. Our immune system has arrived, or we have been born with the immune system. It was made for loving us, really. And I think in these days, a lot of people, there is so much focus on the fear and everything we can't do, everything we should be afraid of, and how horrible everything is. And of course, and I don't mean to make this small or like a minor thing, but we can also do it too big. So it's kind of, I don't think fear is going to help us in anything. I think fear is paralyzing us and make us feeling hopeless. And I wish that, of course, it's important to spread information and what's going on and what we, how people can protect themselves and everything. But at the same time, I think it's so, so, so important to say everything we can do. There has to be balance in those things, or else we will die from fear. And our immune system will die from fear, or it will really collapse just because of the stress. And it's natural to feel all these feelings and stress and sadness, and we care about people, our loved ones or colleagues or family. Of course, but we can't let fear kill us inside. So I think I have been talking for so many years now about this tribes, the fear tribe and the love tribe, or if we can separate them. And without doubt, I'm on the love tribe or love train or whatever you call it, because I love my immune system. And like every relationship or everything in life, you have to cultivate cultivate your immune system. And what most people do in this modern times, and maybe also for some generations, I think we have neglected our immune system. Because what we know a lot of, not just from wisdom and ancient wisdom and teachings, what is building us up, but also now in modern times, science have confirmed these things. So we know what suppress our immune system and stress it and make it weak. And we also know a lot about what make it strong and healthy. And it's an amazing gift that we have got, an amazing gift, this immune system. So I think we should pay more attention and focus to our immune system, because in these times, this immune system is really your friend, really your friend. And what do you do with your friends and your family that you care about, or your child, or even with your whole house and home and your car? You care for them. You take good care of them. You give them love and attention, and you can't take a car, for example. You can't just buy a car and drive it for 20 years without doing anything. You have to fuel it to drive it, and you have to oil it, and you have to take it to service, and yeah. So, and with your immune system, unlike your car, that's a thing, a materialistic thing, practical, yes. But it's a thing. You can really live without a car, but you can't live without your immune system, or you will be really sick. So why don't we do more for our best friend almost. Because if you don't love your immune system, if you don't take care of your immune system, it won't work. It won't help you in any way. It will shut down. And if you have been fueling your system or your body with tons of coffee and smoke and bad foods, fast foods, synthetical foods, microwave foods, I call it dead foods, and a lot of sugar foods and sodas, synthetical sodas and synthetical sweets, with a lot of what you call it, food makeup and preservatives that are really unhealthy for us. And we stress a lot, and we know that, of course, is not good for our immune system. And we have polluted the air and water, so that's not good either. And we use a lot of perfume and hairsprays and shaving creams, and people put creams in their face and on their bodies filled with toxic things, which we also know that among, I think, 67% of everything you put on your body is going into your bloodstream and stressing your whole system, your inner organs, and of course also your immune system. And a lot of people get poor sleep, and we watch a lot of TV and internet, sit with our phones, and all this radiation is also killing our immune system. There has been a lot of science about just sitting with your phone, and I think it's about after just 20 to 30 minutes how it lower your production of white blood cells. It's insane how much it lowers. So I think we're not aware of everything we do every day, because we just want to have this fancy life, be effective, stress around, look good, but in a synthetical way, instead of trying to grow our inner garden. I know it's a cliche, but it's kind of really, really what's going on. We have to take care of our inner garden and not be so focused on the looks and on the outside. And this is kind of the tragic gift in this. People are forced to go home from school and home from work and stay at home and be there and have time to reflect, I think, on what is important in life. So I think in every tragedy there is also some magic, not because of the tragedy, but sometimes when tragic things happen, it's kind of when you get some time to breathe, you can also see that there's a lot to learn from it. And I'm not saying it's a gift. It's not a gift. It's not a gift that people die and get sick and is living in fear. Of course, it's not a gift, but we can use every situation in our lives to transform it. Instead of being apathic or go all over there with just stress and lose our minds and our roots and everything, to take back our power and look at our bodies as sacred temples that has to be nurtured with good quality of food, with fresh air. Surround yourself with nature. There's also a lot you can Google up or read about with science that have been in just spending, I think, 5 minutes in nature or 20 minutes each day, what that does for you, your immune system. It's amazing results on that. And drinking clear water and get enough sleep. Be with good people that you love, not because you have to be with them, but because you want to be around them. to watch good movies and read good books and be with your pets and make food with friends or with yourself and just enjoy, be present and mindful in smelling and tasting and making food with a lot of beautiful colors, how that strengthens your immune system. Doing yoga is wonderful. Doing breathing exercises and meditation. Everything of this is not for everybody, but you have to pick something that really makes your inner sun shine, your heart shine and smile, and also then your immune system. Looking at photos from old times, memories, listen to music, playing music, singing. There's so much good stuff you can do for your soul and for your body. And of course, they are connected. You are both. You are both a physical body and you are a spiritual soul. And in these times, we really have to connect with both of them to integrate and to be strong from the inside and out. Because like in every war, if people feel like this is a war or an attack or something, you can't go to war or prepare for war, if that's what you're doing, by sitting up all night and eating crap and swallow it all down with sodas and going out to the terrace and instead of breathing fresh air, just smoking everything you can because of stress. And then sit out there and talk yourself down. This enemy is so cruel and I can't beat him. And now I have nothing to do here. And kind of talking yourself down. So you kind of have nothing to give or fight for. So I think in every war or every battle or every, you have to prepare yourself, go in to this inner fountain of stillness and connection we all have to the earth, the beautiful earth and the stars and the sun, and kind of get hold of that inner love and find something to fight for, to say, no, I really want to take care of myself. I want to build myself up. I'm going to talk myself up, not in a fake way, but in a real and raw way, to say, okay, why should I be stressed about that? There's so much I can do, and I want to do all these things. I want to take care of myself. I want to go out there and I want to be meet this enemy. And also in wise woman tradition, and you know, when you're raised in a particular way, if you've been raised to think there's a God, or the Christian God, you believe in that. If you're raised to believe in another kind of God in another religion, you believe in that. If you're raised to not believe in any religion or any God, you believe in that. If you're raised to believe in nature, you believe in that. Or if you have been forced into something by society or school or your parents, you believe in that. Usually it's kind of, you grow up with that and you think that's the only reality. I remember growing up and I thought every German was kind of Hitler because there was so many in my family that has been in the war and had all this hate for the Germans. And that's not fair. You can't just judge everybody because of a man's mission and the people he took with him in this. And I also, with other things in my life, I have this, served this one truth and you have to believe in them. And then you, I remember also with people taking drugs and really struggling with drugs. And I got this message of keep away from them. They're dangerous and they're not good people. And yeah. And then I grow up and my best friends are really drug addictions. So I don't think we can put people into certain groups because we are all individuals. And there's so much truth in so many realities. And when I read about and was trained in the wise woman tradition, it's kind of the circle of life that at the end, our Mother Earth is, we feed of her and then she feeds of us in the end. I'm not talking about our souls, who we really are, because we are eternal, but I mean our bodies is absorbed by the earth at the end. So our bodies need Mother Earth, nutrition and her gifts, plants and animals and yeah, whatever people eat. And then at the end, she consumes our bodies. And it's kind of, in the beginning, it was, wow, what? That's horrible. That's disgusting. But it's the truth. It's the circle of life. So when I was sick and when I have been really sick in my life, and after learning a bit about this wise woman tradition where instead of fearing everything, we embrace it and ask about the teachings. What are you here to learn or teach me? And things I was so sick of before because I was so afraid of it. I couldn't sit on cold stones because I was so afraid of getting sick. My mother always told me that, or go barefoot, I got sick, or not having enough clothes on me, I got sick. And then I started to do the opposite thing. I went barefoot in the winter and I didn't took so much clothing on, and I started believing in my own body, and I started breathing really deep. It's like a kind of, it was just guided by the, I don't know even from who, the universe. I receive a breath from the universe. And I started just to believe that I had something in this world to do, and I wasn't come here just to die when my time, yes, but I was also come here to live for a while before that. So then I experienced, I got so much healthier. I did all the opposite things of what I had been told. And before, I was really sick for so many years, really struggling, and was filled with medicines and everything. And now for the last, I think, 14 years, I haven't had one synthetic medicine in my body. Because I have just fueled my immune system and did good things for myself. So my soul would smile and my body would smile. And my son is 16 and he has never been to the doctor and never eaten any synthetic medicine in his whole life. And people can't even understand that is possible. To see that we are nature, and if we live in, we try to control nature, but of course we can't because it's bigger than us, but we are part of it. It's our family. When we try to live in balance with it and appreciate it and follow the seasons of the nature and the rhythm and not take more than we give, there's some balance there, and we get to know the medicines and how to strengthen ourselves and the good foods that are building us up from the inside and out, because you are made from nature. Everything inside of you is made from nature. So of course, feeding you with nature would naturally fuel that and build more natural balance inside of you and strengthen every system in you. Suddenly I became well and healthy. And of course, now and then, one day, maybe feeling a little bit down or having something. But then I listen and take a rest and support with herbs and good foods and flower essences and drink water and breathe fresh air. So that is also something we can do, to use essential oils in the diffusers or burn them in an oil burner. Lovely essential oils that will purify the if you have bad environment inside, the air is bad. And you maybe live in the city and you don't want to open the windows, so you can purify with essential oils. And you can use herbs when you cook, and you can take fresh herbs or dried herbs and make herbal teas. Wonderful for your immune system and to detox your immune system, so there's more room if more crap is coming in, so it's not too filled up and you get sick and overloaded. And I use crystals, of course, to cleanse, and I make crystal waters. You shouldn't do that with every crystal. That's very important to say. So check it out. Some of the crystals are really safe to make crystal waters from, and flower waters, of course, I make, and flower essences I use every time to different seasons when I know there people are often sick, and to send some sunlight into my cells. And of course I eat organic all the time, so it's because that's make my cells smile and my body smile and my soul smile, and yeah. And I always try to connect with my inner child, because I feel that our inner child is really a healer and strengthening to our immune system, because it's so real and raw and authentic, and it's so impulsive, and it dances and sings and doesn't care about, okay, you don't have the perfect voice or the perfect moves, or you don't drive and I paint or draw perfectly, but it's an expression of who you are, and it's okay. You are you, and somebody else can do it in another way, but that's not more correct than how you do it. Everything is okay. So when we listen to that child, we are so much more, we radiate so much more love and health and light. And we breathe deeper. You know, children breathe a lot deeper in their bellies before they go into kindergarten and schools and get all the stress in their heads and the mental energy and high shoulders. So just taking the breath. I remember you maybe hear about the Iceman, Wim Hof. And I remember I was introduced by him. A friend of mine introduced him to me just a couple of years ago. I didn't know about him. I don't see a lot of television, or yeah, it's not my thing. So, but I remember many, many years ago when I was in deep sorrow and pain, and I didn't know where to go and what to do and how to kind of still this pain. And my instinct told me to go to the beach when it was winter and take off my shoes and just be in the cold and walk barefoot. And again, my head said, no, don't do that. I heard my mother's voice and you will get sick and it's crazy and you want to live or you want to die. And for me, that was living, taking off my shoes, breathing. I got this deep belly breathing I hadn't experienced since I was a little child. And I just walked alone at night in the beach in the snow, and it was so purifying and grounding, and I could feel my brain, which was so stressed with all this crap that was going on, suddenly it was kind of brain freeze because all the energy has to go to my feet to warm out my feet, so then it kind of it balanced in this beautiful way, and my feet became warm, which was cold, and my brain that has been over warm became cold in a good way. So I found really my sanctuary in doing that. It became a practice for me. So it really healed a lot of things. And some years ago when my friend introduced Wim Hof, what he did as well, it was also finding, because he lost his wife, she jumped, I remember, from out of the apartment because she had a lot of heavy stuff going on emotionally and mentally. So he was sitting, he was ending up with raising his sons alone without his wonderful wife. And this pain about losing her and being a single father after this tragic and everything made him also seek into the cold to kind of find some peace and healing and calmness in all the craziness. So it was so weird to see that he had chosen the same thing, and I didn't know about him, and see a lot of people do that. It's kind of we seek to find our own healing from our own instincts when life goes really crazy or tough or tragic or stressful or fearful. We all have different ways to deal with things. We all have different baggage and different levels of stress that we respond to. And also I saw this program with him, which was also interesting, because I also, with my journey into myself and trying to meet my fears and things I have been told is true, which I found was not for me, I saw the beautiful healing capacity of our bodies, how miraculous they really are. And I saw this documentary with him where they injected different bacterias and viruses, and because he meant he could by will combat them or kill them with just breathing and be mindful and in a meditative state, he could strengthen his body and get rid of these things, which was really harsh. Other people would almost died from them or become really, really ill. But he did this by free will because he wanted to show that we are so much more than we think we are. He has been called a superhuman. So I think it's this evolution everybody have inside of them. You can be killed inside by fear, or be apathic or freeze by fear, or you can take these experiences and traumas and tragic events and take them in, breathe them into your system, and like the wise woman tradition, why are you here? What have you come to teach me? How can we work together to be stronger? How can I, you say, you know your enemy. So who are you? Why are you here? How can we figure this out together? Because in shamanism, everything have consciousness, everything have soul or spirit. So you can really talk to everything. And I know it seems crazy. Have you asked me some years ago, I will be laughing at you and say, oh my God, this is so crazy. What is this person telling me this? But this is ancient traditions, which still is alive, very much alive today. And even more so in all these crazy times we have. Not just now, but with all this pollution and all these tragic things happen in the world. So people are waking up and trying to balance it with love and peace and not by drugs, but with love and peace in their hearts and meet it. Because I know when you are grounded and safe in yourself, you're so much stronger. It's like you can think clearly and you can feel clearly, and your instincts are so much more real than if you're just sitting in front of the TV or your phone and watching every news. Every time they send something new, you read the newspaper or you're kind of looking just for fear and stress and chaos and traumas. And of course, it can be useful to know that these things are happening and what you can do and what are the safety rules and everything like that. But also you have to feed yourself with good things and see and get inspiration from people with this history of going into themselves and try to find how they can strengthen themselves and heal themselves. Because there is so much we all can do. And with Wim Hof as well, how he combated these things that no one would think he could do. It's just amazing. And of course, I don't say to everybody, go out there and just experiment with whatever you want to. But what I try to say is, don't let fear get to you, because we, it won't get us anywhere, because it's fearful to live. But it's also lovely to live. And if you try to make more room for love, and I think we have made love something between partners, or man and a wife, and or a man and a man, and a woman and a woman, something that is more like marriage, or a girlfriend and boyfriend, or girlfriend and girlfriend, or, but it's also a loving relationship with yourself, your body, your immune system, your heart, your truth, and the love for the earth. So try to feed yourself, because we become what we feed ourselves with. So if you're just looking at thrillers and news about the harsh things all the time, and you surround yourself with people filled with fear, and you eat all this crap food and all this fast food all the time, you haven't got any roots or foundation to build your safety from. And that's so sad, because yes, we are weak, and yes, we are so strong. And yes, you can choose fear, but you can also choose love. And your feelings, of course, they are real. So you have to feel them. But until some point, you kind of have to grab them and really feel, is this my feelings? Is this my fear? Or am I taking in the fear from the media, or the fear from my neighbor, or my friend, or my lover, or my whoever? Because many times we are carrying the fears from others and not ourselves. And we think we are afraid, and we really are not. But just think about if the doctors in the hospitals doing surgery and everything, if people come in there almost near death, or if they are just going to stress around and be fearful, and they will be paralyzed. But instead, they know this. This is a part of life. We know people die all the time. We know people get sick all the time. So what can we do to strengthen ourselves so we not get sick? And even if we get sick, it's not like if you get infected with something, you have to die. It's like people think every time you get infected, oh, I'm going to die, or I can't be sick. And it's also kind of when a virus or bacteria or a parasite or whatever is visiting your body. I know when I have been laying sick maybe a couple of days and just feeding myself with foods and sleeping and taking my herbs, and just, I call it detox. I can feel all these organisms in my body, and it's kind of after these days, then I come out and I'm more energetic, and I feel detoxed, and I feel like I've been into a black hole and discover something new and healed something in a mental plane and emotional plane, and also physical. So it's not just all bad. Yes, it's bad, but it's also not bad. So it's kind of always this yin yang, all this balance that we have to, of course, face what is really hard and really bad, but also what is really wonderful, and what that we all have this power to take care of ourselves and learn other people to how they can take care of themselves in a natural way to strengthen their natural body. So you maybe not be sick, and if you become sick, maybe you only will become sick for a couple of days or with mild symptoms, and then you can feel more powered by kind of combating these things. And also, as I told you, with so many things I have had where I really have invited it in and say, okay. So now I'm laying here. I'm sick. Okay. Why are you here? What have you come to teach me? What can I learn from this experience? And I know it seems very weird. And I know a lot of people get really pissed off when you say those things, but this is my personal experience. I'm not saying it because I'm just vovo and this, just want to people to think this is not something stressful out there, because it is. I can see that people are really stressed. But I really, really have healed for so many things when I really have been really sick and start talking to the bacteria or the virus. And most of the times when I have been sick in my life, it's come in times where I have been really, really stressed because of work, or because when I was in a marriage, I wasn't happy. And when we fight all the time, and then something came and knocked me out. Or if I have been very mean to myself in periods of talking myself down in past times, and in busy times where not feeding myself well, and also in times where I was working out a lot, five hours a day, in the morning, in the evening, in the night, in the middle of the day, I was crazy. I was training all the time for many years, and my body was so exhausted, and then I was knocked out. So usually I can see this pattern if I go back when I have been invaded with something that shouldn't be there. So it's kind of also came because I haven't taken care of myself and strengthened myself and given myself the love I deserve. So I think you should do that. In these times, do good things for yourself and give yourself love and take care of everybody you are very happy to have in your life. But take care of your immune system, because it's really, really worth your love and your time and your attention.